Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MagSRT, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT, time-released magnesium.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. Thanks for downloading these podcasts. Thank you if you already subscribed to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. If you don't subscribe and you would like to, it's free. It comes out once a week, typically on Wednesday or Thursday. Go to drhoffman.com and subscribe in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage of the website. You can subscribe and you may unsubscribe at any time. Now, more and more people are being diagnosed with high blood pressure. This is a concern. And there may be several reasons why. There are definitely more than several reasons why, but it also has to do with guidelines and things like that, and maybe even certain medications, lifestyle, certainly. Well, with the, first of all, with, and I'm talking about here in America, with overweight and obesity, over 60% of adults, right? Or at least over 60% of adults have some kind of metabolic abnormality. And part of that is high blood pressure. Or the criteria for all the metabolic abnormalities, listening to metabolic syndrome, or you remember the phrase syndrome X, high blood pressure is one of the criteria. Although it's not always present, the other metabolic abnormalities may lead to it, if not now, then eventually. We already know that losing as little as 5 to 7% of weight, body weight, can help to lower high blood pressure. A primary reason is not just overweight, but the metabolic abnormality called insulin resistance, which is most often associated with overweight and obesity. Excess fat on the body. That's what we're talking about. See, you've heard me say before on this podcast that it's not all about salt. And I know many of you have heard recommendations from your doctors to go on a low-salt diet or that salt is evil. It is not. Sodium is an electrolyte. It's necessary for life. It's even in our common vegetables. That's how necessary it is. The salt shaker on the table is another story. That's sodium and chloride, the combination, but the highest dose of sodium that we get anywhere in our diet is from processed food. And that alone is a problem. That's not what you want. You want to eat a whole foods-based diet, but not a high, you don't want a lot of processed food that's going to be high in sodium, right? Now, having said that, the high insulin or hyperinsulinism that occurs with overweight, obesity, with metabolic abnormalities, that high insulin level is actually what is driving the body to retain more sodium, any amount of sodium from the diet, and water follows that sodium into our bloodstream. Our blood volume increases, and that's how we get high blood pressure. What are some other things that can cause high blood pressure? Do you use mouthwash, an alcohol-based mouthwash? I won't name names, but if your mouthwash has alcohol in it, any amount, that can cause high blood pressure. I'll tell you how. Alcohol being, you know, just like your hand sanitizer that we used all these years during, you know, the pandemic and all of that, it's the alcohol that kills off the bacteria, right? Well, it's the alcohol in the mouthwash that does the same, but it's also killing off the good bacteria. Your oral microbiome. And that microbiome, specifically on the back of the tongue, is responsible for nitric oxide production, besides elsewhere in your body, we're starting in the mouth. So alcohol alone is destroying, the alcohol in your mouthwash is destroying that and causing a reduction in nitric oxide. What is nitric oxide good for? Which is NO. It's a vasodilator. It helps your circulatory system, your arteries to relax, thereby reducing blood pressure. And this is likely the mechanism for those of you who drink alcohol every day or frequently. That is a reason for high blood pressure, by really downregulating nitric oxide production, which is downregulating the relaxation of arteries, the muscles, the smooth muscle, right, in artery walls. And nutrient deficiencies, you may be low in magnesium, you may be low in potassium. And by the way, another danger of a low salt diet to tackle high blood pressure is when you take in little to no salt at all, it can also adversely impact the other very important electrolyte called potassium. And as you know, your doctor tells you all the time, eat more high potassium foods. Eat a banana. Eat a banana. A lot of potassium. I eat a banana because there's a lot of potassium. Well, there's also a lot of carbohydrate in a medium banana. A medium-sized banana contains about 26 or 27 grams of carbohydrate, which, if you're already suffering with any kind of metabolic abnormality and hyperinsulinism, that banana is not your friend, despite the potassium in it. Better source of potassium for you would be avocado. Well, I eat a baked potato because of all the potassium. Baked potato is not great for your insulin status either, and especially if you're overweight. You don't want to be eating starchy carbohydrates regularly, especially during your weight loss journey, and to lower high blood pressure, right? So in mainstream, what's indicated for high blood pressure? A DASH diet, which is a very high carbohydrate diet with very little animal protein. Unfortunately, for most adult Americans, most of whom already have metabolic abnormalities, a DASH diet won't be helpful. I'll tell you when it will be helpful. If you're on a pizza and French fries diet, or a donut and bucket of flan diet, heavily processed food and fast food diet, coffee, Red Bull, and crap junk food diet, a DASH diet absolutely is a turn for the better for you. Absolutely it is. But beyond that, if hyperinsulinism is a cause of your metabolic abnormalities, and most often I have found in my practice of over 20 years now that that is the case, that heavy drinking, alcohol-based mouthwash, a high carbohydrate diet, none of these are helpful. And remember, carbohydrate contains water. That water is being stored in your body, in your liver and skeletal muscle as glycogen. When we're restoring our glycogen after an exercise workout, because that's what you've been told if you're a gym rat, that, oh, now I've got to go eat my banana or some kind of fruit-flavored yogurt to restore my glycogen that I just spent during the workout. Well, then you're not going to burn fat anymore. Glycogen, the storage of glycogen is phase one of fat storage. Now, I'm not speaking to you elite athletes out there. I'm not talking to you marathon runners and triathletes. I'm talking to the regular person who goes to the gym or exercises at home like I do, right? I don't even need a cute gym outfit. I don't even need a pair of sneakers to do my weight training at home, to do my yoga at home, to do any isometrics at home, meditation, all of that good stuff. So the best indicated diet, and before I get to the best diet for that, and it's the one to lower insulin, you know where I'm going. It's a low-carb diet, but wait, I'm not finished telling you what else may be the cause of your high blood pressure. Do you regularly take NSAIDs, like ibuprofen, you know, Advil, Motrin, naproxen, which is in Aleve? Are you a regular taker of these NSAIDs because maybe you have body aches, muscle aches, joint pain, and your doctor said, yeah, you could take a few Advil every day? That could be the cause of your high blood pressure all by itself. And for those of you who already have high blood pressure, regular use of these NSAIDs can exacerbate it. So if you're going to the doctor and they can't figure out why your blood pressure still remains high, even though they may have you on 1, 2, or even 3 blood pressure medications, oh dear, it could be that ibuprofen you're taking. It could be that Aleve you're taking for your joint pain, your muscle aches, or whatever is ailing you, that headache medicine, right? Other medicines that can increase blood pressure are immunosuppressants. If you suffer with any autoimmune disease and you're taking any kinds of immunosuppressants or even steroids, right, that can increase blood pressure because it causes us to pack on water. Even that short-term antibiotic that you took for 10 days or so, you know that's how they fatten up the animals at the factory farms too, is by feeding them antibiotics. When we pack on excess water like that on our bodies, again, that could translate to the blood circulation increasing the volume, the blood volume, and increasing blood pressure. It can happen that way. Another class of medications that can increase blood pressure are the antidepressants, the selective serotonin uptake inhibitors, the SSRIs, the SNRIs, the MAOIs, right? The monoamine oxidase inhibitors, all of these antidepressants, all of these medications, because they're interrupting a natural process in your body, has downstream effects, and one of those downstream effects can be high blood pressure. It is absolutely possible. Now, the best diet to be on is one where you're taking in normal amounts of salt, right? But very low in carbohydrate. When you lower your carbohydrates, you are shedding excess water. The first few days of a low-carbohydrate ketogenic diet is the shedding of water. The first 3 or 4 days may be just that. And that's when you may be looking in the mirror and noticing your cheekbones, noticing your collarbone, things like that, right? Noticing how deep set your eyes are where you didn't kind of notice that before. All those beautiful facial features you have underneath all of that water we've been carrying around. So it has a very good healthy diuretic effect, because in fact, we're not supposed to be carrying around all this excess water. And that by itself may be the reason our blood pressure tends to be high. When we go on a low carbohydrate ketogenic diet, it also helps to bring down that high insulin. And remember, insulin is the master and commander of so many metabolic abnormalities, including causing our kidneys to retain more sodium. And water follows that sodium into the circulation. You heard me just tell you how that happens. Insulin is the master and commander of that. So when you cure your hyperinsulinism, your hyperinsulinemia, your insulin resistance, see, there are three different names for high insulin. And then eventually it becomes called prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. When you cure this high insulin, you could, in fact, down the road, be curing your high blood pressure. And when you embark on a low-carb diet, monitor your blood pressure and keep in mind that as you dehydrate in a healthy way, when you're not carrying on excess water on your body, that's called bloat, your blood pressure will naturally come down to the point of the medications you're taking for your high blood pressure may in fact be an overdose. So stay on top of your blood pressure. Monitor your blood pressure at home, right? And make sure you're doing this in the right way. Both feet on the floor, your bladder is empty, you're not talking, you're not angry, you're not upset, you're sitting quietly for several minutes, breathing normally. That's the time to take your blood pressure. Make sure your arm is supported, whether on the armrest of your sofa, an armchair, something, a chair, the desk in front of you, whatever that is. Holding up the weight of your own arm that's got the blood pressure cuff on it can increase your blood pressure, right? So make sure you're taking your blood pressure correctly. And another thing, coming back to, so as your blood pressure normalizes, your medications may indeed eventually become an overdose. So that's why you want to monitor your blood pressure at home and do it the right way. And when your blood pressure is more normal or even going on the low side, and you may feel the effects of this, you may feel lightheaded or something. So it's time to lower your blood pressure medications, but you must only do this under the supervision of the practitioner that prescribed the drugs for you, your physician, your nurse practitioner, whoever that is the practitioner you call and tell them what's going on with your blood pressure so they can safely reduce the dose for you or eliminate some of your blood pressure medications completely. That's when me, your nutritionist, is doing a jig of joy for you, because the less medication you take, the better off you will be in terms of any kind of side effects that can help you avoid. Another very important reason I learned from Dr. Ken Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, Dr. Ken Berry. He's based in Tennessee. I've been watching some of his YouTubes lately. He's terrific, and he brings you some very compelling information if you want to check him out. He is part of the carnivore movement, and he makes a very compelling case for it. And he has spoken about the blood pressure guidelines. There is a distinct difference between the guidelines given by the American Heart Association and the guidelines that are recommended by the American Association of Family Physicians, the AAFP. The American Association of Family Physicians says that a consistent blood pressure of 140 over 90 is called hypertension or high blood pressure, Whereas the American Heart Association says, prehypertension is called 120 over 80. So if your blood pressure is over 120 over 80, you've got high blood pressure. And the American Association of Family Physicians says, no, it's 140 over 90 as the cutoff, as the guideline. And what Dr. Ken Berry brings to light is, and I commend him on this, is that American Heart takes grants and things from, you know, Big Pharma. And so if American Heart is touting these lower guidelines, just like the ever lowered guidelines on cholesterol, soon everybody will be on some kind of medication, right? Recommended by Big Pharma, whereas the American Association of Family Physicians has not taken any kind of stipend or kickback or money from the pharmaceutical industry. Beware the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the PIC, the medical industrial complex, the MIC, and that's also the military industrial complex, right? Anyway, so these are the things to look for in managing your blood pressure, in lowering it, and thinking about when it comes to why is your blood pressure high. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.